Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, morning, top of the morning, afternoon hour here at Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the district superintendent is Pastor Robert I. Sanders II, and also in conjunction with The Word is Right and Past Generations Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight. We are in for a treat on today, but I just want to have a conversation with you all to talk about some things that we need to really deal with. I want to pay tribute to my cousin, the late W.R. Sanders. I'm yet still shocked about his passing. It really has hurt the family really hard. I just spoke with him on Sunday before last, and to know that my cousin is now gone, and his journey is done, but it's not so done. Although he may not be here in the physical body, his spirit yet lives within us. I was telling my husband on this morning, we're getting ready to go, he's going to go to work, and I literally just can't, I don't want to see him stretched out because it's too hard for me to see that. But I want to let you all hear just a little bit of a song called Time Machine. And just give you a few minutes of it and before we go into our topic. I'm really gathering myself from this whole situation with W.R. Not being here. It's hard. But nevertheless, just thinking about it just makes my heart flutter. You know, he was the only family, and not excluding his wife, Melody, at all. But they were the only two within a short time that I've become close to since I've been married to my husband. And it's been a journey because I don't have a relationship at all, period, with my in-laws because they choose not to. And that's fine. Never done anything to them. It's just people just don't like you, and I've learned that. But anyway, because I'm going to start crying. And I don't want to cry right now because my mind is really on trying to get this topic, this discussion. You all have seen what's been going on. You've been seeing it all on YouTube and seeing it. And ministry, let me say this, ministry comes from God and not from man. Man did not create ministry. One of the things that we are starting to forget is that God created the heaven and the earth in the beginning. That's what he did. So when he created heaven and earth, he created the way that he wanted to be. He also gave man the opportunity to rule and preside over things in the world by naming them. There was a gift. Everything that has been created has come from God. And what we've been seeing in the ministry nowadays is basically a bunch of battles, a bunch of fights. Now you see a lot of the Hollywood shows are coming on with church, Saints and Sinners, Greenleaf, which talks about a true story. Those shows literally are true in a lot of ways because we are seeing that before us. When you're doing ministry work is something of meeting the needs of the people. The Bible says, how can we say we love God when we've not seen, but then we can't say hello to our brother. We can't get along with the people that we see every day or someone that we just might have met on this journey while we're here on earth. One of the things that I've been seeing, and many of you all have heard the blog talk programs that I've done and maybe a couple of YouTubes that my husband and I have done, but I'm learning that a lot of people really never got saved. And a lot of things that happened in the church that affected people's mindset and their way of thinking. Dear friend of mine and I were talking about this yesterday. So many things happen in the church, a lot of hate, a lot of jealousy, a lot of debauchery, a lot of envious, a lot of unresolved issues in the church that people do not in the church want to face or they want to deal with. One of the things that I brought about in the program, my movie production called Chronicles Journey of Women, I have seen where my family literally fell apart because of jealousy, because of rivalry. But my aunt, the one that passed away, when her death occurred, it ripped my family apart. Well, a lot of people had, so a lot of the older ones, the second generation, had a problem. And so when the third generation comes along, then guess what happens? You have all of this talk, all of the hate, all of the fighting, all of the fury, you know, feuding, and it's not of God. You know, one thing I am very, I'm known for, and people say I'm a radical. Yeah, I'm a radical, so what? Get over it. My whole thing is I'm a radical about what's right because I measure things that I see according to the word of God, not my personal feelings. Of course, we've seen the battle between, you know, two of the most prominent men in the ministry, and it's been nothing but a fight. Well, that's not ministry. Let me kind of bring this down because you end up adding people. I'm just going to go ahead, and I'm going to share with you all what happened to me. Recently, there was a video put out about one of the bishops that literally, let me clarify the word messing and picking. This particular bishop went to my email and was upset because I put an emoticon face and a word flatline. That's all I said. And nobody asked me what I meant by it. It was breaking my heart to see that a grown man is picking on another grown man. But then that same grown man that's picking on another grown man, guess what he did? He went to my email and wanted to let me know that I'm wrong for even siding with anybody. Number one, I don't side with nothing but the word of God. My husband handled it because if Dr. Sanders handled it, it wouldn't have gone the way that the other two men are fighting. It would have done the way that I want to be done and people would have got hurt. So what he worth my time in replying to someone who didn't even have a common sense to pick up a phone and say, what do you mean by it? So they picked on me, and which the other preacher, he mentioned my name. that you, now you're messing with me. Yeah, you're messing with, you're picking on me. And I don't know you. I literally don't know you. But see, this is what I mean by ministry come from God and not from man. And my thing is, how can you bother another man's wife about an opinion or even in a multiplying space? That's so petty, because this is what the world is seeing. But then you want to reach the lost at any cost. So my husband dealt with the issue, told the man, back up. First of all, you got something to say, talk to me. That's how it's done. So now, you know, he don't know what I'm thinking. But what I'm thinking right now, that all of these preachers that are fighting and you're constantly on, this is why Hollywood makes a mock of the ministry, because of what you do. You know, you're picking on a strange man from the East Coast that you don't even know. And then on top of that, everybody that was supporting one person and supporting the other, now I don't trust nobody, you kick everybody to the curb. That ain't not a God. The main thing you need to look at is that what you started off with was ministry. But when you decided to go further in your own flesh, you literally took it out of God's hand and became your fourth battle front for Pearl Harbor. And that is not what ministry is about. Ministry is about meeting the need of the people and their soul. We have a lot of shootings going on in Chicago and everywhere. We got a lot of murderers going on. We have the children that are molested. We got a president that wants all the children to share the same freaking bathroom as if there's no privacy anymore. We have our leaders who are fighting for who is running for who. I'm not Clinton. I'm not Donald. Oh, I'm definitely not Donald Trump. I'm not none of these folks. I am the Word of God, because I see people that need help. I see people that need food. I see people that need a place to stay. I see people who are trying to get their education to further along to be able to be productive in this world while they have the opportunity to live in this world. I've seen women become beat down. I've seen teenagers becoming stressed out. I see teenagers who are dealing with drugs, and now with all of these little off-brand groups, the lesbian, LGBT community, I don't know if I'm gay today. I just feel this way. I don't understand it. We see all this stuff, and we have men fighting, showing guns and knives on social media, and turn around and all of a sudden you got Alzheimer's. I see men who are striving to be in a position, and my thing is, these social service and community organizations for various different cultures, NAACP, and all the rest of y'all, do you all screen who you put in your office? Because men of God don't do stuff that we see teenagers do, or ignorant adults do on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Crustafuss, or whatever, or Plenty of Fish, or Plenty of whatever it is. All the websites, the preachers on F, you, my email is flooded. I don't even want to buy no more space. I just delete whatever I can every day if I feel like it. If I don't, I leave it alone. People send me a lot of stuff, but guess what? I don't have time. I have too many things going on. I've got school. I have a ministry now. Our church, you know, it has finally got a home to be in permanently. We got to paint. I got to mop and disinfect, polish the furniture. I don't have the time to see men picking on other men who you've never known, you know, just to be picking on them. Joseph Bernard and his wife are lovely people, but nobody should be picking on them. My thing is this. Men, if you had a problem with your brother, do the book. Because my husband and I, we don't toot-toot ABB, nobody's parade. But when someone is done unjustifiably, it's not a part of ministry. It's a personal issue. So to go and make death threats and everybody's doing stuff behind closed doors, number one, if you're picking on somebody you don't even know about, that means you're sinning. That means you're not doing ministry. You have your own ministry, which is not a part that God has to do with it. Ministry is seeing to the need of a soul. When we had a convocation last week, we only, the only one altar call they had was during the time that Mother Barbara McCool Lewis, I love her to death, brought a message, and she made it very well clear. We're so busy dealing in the minors that the major things we're not even paying attention to. And then when we hear about the major, well, what happened? Well, you were too busy over in the minor, so you forgot all about major. I was just only saying that. That is the problem we're dealing with. As being a pastor's wife, I see a whole lot. I see stuff in my family. I see things in my husband's family. I see things in the world. I see things in the church. I hate the news. Why? Because the news depressed me. Why? Everybody getting killed. Then when somebody gets shot, you only see one or two clergymen. You don't see nothing else. But when it's time for elections, whether in the world or the nominations, every clergyman is on the spot. When it comes time for other stuff, how is it that you can get a bunch of clergymen to go worry about building a library or regarding our President Obama here in Chicago, but then when folks get shot and killed, you're not on the scene. We live in a diversified community where whites and blacks reside of different cultures. So we see things all the time. We call the police, I promise you we do. We don't let strangers in our building. We don't answer our doors. We pretty much look out for each other. So the whole thing is that when we get to the point that we don't do what we're supposed to do as people in the church, we're in our new building. My vision for the whole community is meeting with all the women and purchasing 3 lots and finishing up the legal paperwork to get what we need to get, which is a food pantry, and continue the clothing drive that we already have. That is what the vision is for Redeemed Fellowship, because my husband pastors that church. So I don't have the time to be sitting up worried about a bunch of slop that's not doing anything for the people in the community. The fighting and the fury that we see right now is ridiculous. And, you know, to pick on anybody, Jonathan Bernard is a very nice man, a sweet man, him and his wife, his family, they're wonderful people. But I'm seeing leadership attack somebody you don't even know. That's not of God. That's what you want to do. And when you attack somebody else and you don't know the story, don't you know that your counterparts that you are going with are lying to you in ministry? It's not of God. So when we get involved in a lot of this, what we're doing, we're losing focus. 2 weeks ago, I lost my cousin. Was hoping to see her next week. Won't see her next week. Why? She died on a Friday. I didn't know till Monday. Then a week later, he didn't get my cousin passed on my husband's side that I'm close to, promoting his music, promoting the gift, the ministry that he has. He gone, and I'm praying that his music continues to be and go further to inspire others. For me to see that hurts my heart because I can't talk to my cousin anymore. When I asked God to give me the last, you know, I didn't think it would literally be my last chance. But to hear he's gone, that bothered me. That concerns me because all this other stuff, we're fighting. And the world sees us fighting. So what does that say? That something ain't right. It's nothing wrong with saying that you're wrong. It's nothing wrong with repenting. But I'm learning that in ministry, a lot of folks don't want to repent because they feel they're right. No, you're not right. You're not right at all. As I've told people in the past, I wasn't for my presiding bishop, and I wasn't for nobody. I'm neutral. Why? Because the Bible called me to. We support what we want to support. But my thing is, I have nothing to gain by slicing nobody's throat. See, when you say that people that was with you are hurting you, there were people that literally were not hurting you. And when you slice their throat, they don't even want to fool with you. Because that's what you call double-minded and unstable. That's called double-minded and unstable. So my thing is, That's why we stay neutral. My husband and I, we stay neutral. We review, we listen, and by the time all that's over with, we're into something else. Because that's not the top of my plate. That's not my breakfast. My breakfast cereal. That's not my tea. It's not my husband's coffee. So when we looked at these things in ministry, we're not meeting the need of the people by getting on YouTube threatening people, showing guns and badges. That's not threatening anybody. That's not ministry. Ministry is about God. It's people that we see on the street, homeless people, people that might have gotten put out in the street, children that need help, somebody need a place to stay. That is ministry. But the fighting that you're doing, that I'm seeing, is not winning souls. To pick on other men of God because, well, I'm the one that's a bishop and I'm going to straighten everybody out. You can't straighten nobody out. That's not your commission. That's your viewpoint and opinion. This is what the Bible, this is why the justification of law are in place. You cannot go on YouTube picking fights with people because you want to straighten everybody else out. You didn't die for the, let me tell you something. A lot of you pastors think you died for somebody's sins. You ain't died for nobody. You barely died yourself with your own flesh. You barely died yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. The late Michael Jackson recorded a song, and yes, I'm still saying regardless, because his soul said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Look at what you are doing. The preacher that I see now, to preach the pick or another preacher, you lost your mind. You are causing effect in other people's lives. But because you're in this high position, oh, I'm a presiding bishop, or I'm a pastor, I'm an elder, I don't have to. I'm so glad you feel you know. Because when God starts pulling out your drama and your sin, you can't get mad. Because God got a way of using a donkey if he got to put your stuff out there before people. So my thing is, ministry comes from God, not man. Man don't create no ministry. The Bible didn't even tell you about your calling and being sure and understanding what the need is. Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry is based on family restoration. It's based on love and kindness and the Word of God, sanctification, and holiness. That's what it's about. We don't have time to be in the zoo playing with the monkeys. If you notice, the sign in the zoo says, do not touch the monkeys. So if we say don't touch, we don't have time. But for me, being a part of this church, for me to see the men that I'm seeing in this church, I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about in this church, you are not representing ministry. You are representing yourself. And you're being slick with it. And that's not fair to us. Because we're not, number one, let me say something to you. The United States Constitution tells us we have a right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. You don't govern nobody's opinion that may make a comment. Do you know how many shows I have commented on television? I'm not representing you. I'm representing God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I represent the Bible. I don't represent you. You can't tell nobody to give when you should say this. No. See, that's what happened with Jim Jones. Them people in Diana, they got dumb and became controlled by a man who thought of himself as being God. Oh, if Bishop Mason was here, somebody would get hurt. Bishop Mason did not start this church on foolishness. When things went down with people within the church, they dealt with it within the church according to the scripture, not according to who you think you are. You can't tell people what to say. You don't have that right. You don't take nobody's constitutional rights and say, because you're a part of this nomination, you can't say this. No! Are you serious? Now you turn up on a lawsuit. I'm a citizen of the United States. I'm affiliated with the Church of God in Christ, not called this Church of God in Christ. But when I deal with you, I deal with you. But when I go into the world, I'm dealing with the Bible. See, vision didn't come from you. Nobody owns the Church of God in Christ. Nobody owns any other religious denomination, Baptist, Missionary Baptist. They don't own anything. When you vote into office, the people that vote you in, and they can vote you out. It's simple. So ministry is dealing with the mind and the heart of people that need to be restored or need to be saved. It's not about the titles you can earn. It's not about the positions that you can acquire. It's not about the status that you stand in. It's about meeting the need of the people. Our children in the Chicago public school system is going through so much. But we worried about who will be elected next, whatever. Who really cares? Who gives a ragamuffin? Nobody does. So when we see these things happening, you are hurting the ones that are in the church who are afraid to say something because they don't want to be out of line or they don't want their pastor. Look, my husband is my pastor, but as I told him, if you ain't living right, I'm not studying you. That's just straight up. I keep it real. That's how I am. I've set up under leaders who have made me practically sick to my stomach with the bougie attitude, the narcissistical type of ways, and then your wife ain't no better because she's not praying. I pray. I'm constantly praying. But ministry does not begin with you. Ministry begins with the word of God. And when you come into the knowledge of the word of God, then you are able to give those what you need and what they need. Because it's sad. It's sad how we're seeing this on television. My prayers, I am praying for Bishop Jonathan Bernard and his wife, that nobody, that God will beat back, and I mean beat back the powers of the enemy. I'm praying that Jesus Christ will knock his block off, because I don't see God in any of this. Ministry does not threaten the life of another person. And anybody that sit up under a leader that talk about killing somebody, you're damaging the mindset of that sheep. And they think that that's right, and it's not. I'm going to let you hear another one of W.I. songs. And continue to know that it's not about you. It's about God. And the thing about it is that when it's about God, it has a different effect than anything, because nobody has the time to be fussing and fighting over foolishness. Have a blessed Labor Day weekend holiday. And until then, continue to pray for us, the Sanders family.